My name is Melanie Ober, and I come from Nashville, New Hampshire. I grew up in a Christian home and went to church and all that, but I did not understand a lot of what was happening. There were people that came to our house and told my parents I was the devil's child. And my parents made me get rid of my pictures and my records, my record albums. When I moved out of the house, I ended up in a relationship marriage where I was not treated very well, and it was a very unhealthy for me. We were together for 18 years. I loved him in spite of the way he treated me. In 2003, when he died, I went back to church. I did not look at people in the eyes, and I would hit myself, and I didn't think I could read. I thought I was stupid, I was anxious, scared, and frightened of close relationships. I met Christians who accepted me when I was where I was and encouraged me about who God was and taught me to look at the Bible and helped me understand it. I got hurt at my job and shortly after starting at the church and had to fully depend on God to get me through. In January of 2004, I recommitted my life to Christ. Though I was still attending the church, I was struggling, felt alone, and on December 28, 2005, I went to the beach and wanted to walk into the water and drown myself. There was a man on the beach who started following me and making me really nervous. I offered him to pass, but he said no. He told me he had a message for me. The message was, God was with me through all my circumstances. I knew for certain that God was there. Right after that happened, I got a new job and met my husband, Scott, who I've been married to for 9 years. The verse, I never leave you or forsake you, became real to me, and I remember it all the time. Since that day, I rely on God for everything. My favorite scripture is John 15. He is the vine, and I am the branches. And he continues to prune me and shape me. He calls me a friend, and I am no longer a slave. Jesus Christ changed my life. He took a beaten, broken-down person who felt unloved and turned her into a bride, a princess, the daughter of the king. I know that he is real. His word is true. He loved me and keeps his promises. He loved me so much that he laid down his life for me. He is the first in my life and in the center of all my decisions. If you want to tell me your story, please come and talk to me after the service. Thank you.